And this is the appeal for 414 Thayer Beach Road. We're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have your 15 minutes, and then the board will deliberate, and you'll get a notice from us. It'll be by certified mail.
Sure.
Okay, Mike? You've been through this before.
I've been through this before.
I'm
Charlotte Gardner. No. Bob Vickery.
Gary Barrows.
I'm Michael Bryan.
Okay.
So, really, I have two questions. I'm not here so much to argue the value, but it was interesting when I got the first letter, the value they gave was $1,368,000 something. Actually, I've got the letter right here. Well, anyway, and I came in and talked to the folks from Vision, but I went online. And the card online had a value of $1,313,730, which is what it's now reduced to. And I'm wondering what's going on, because the Vision or the town sent me a letter saying the value was $1,368,000. And I go online and pull the property card, and there's a copy of it, the same one I have here. It says $1,313,730. Then I get the letter in June, and it says, oh, your new assessment is $1,313,730. And I thought, that's strange. What happened?
So it looks like when you talk to Steve Whalen from Vision, it looks like he made a change. Now, let me see if I can find what the change was. Of course, he didn't put any notes down on what his change was. But let me see if I can find it.
I can tell you what we talked about is that we've got 10 acres we bought from my sister that's almost all wetlands. It's not usable.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to reduce that value.
Oh, yes. So he did the 9 acres.
Yeah.
He reduced it, and he does have notes, wetland.
Yes.
So CF wetland. So he did make a pretty sizable reduction in that of... factored it down to 0.10.
I think Jerry just gave you her card. Well, you can keep it.
On the back.
That might be what he did. I just want to verify it.
Yeah. Okay. So he put that land in at basically 20 grand.
You're right.
10 acres, or 9 acres. That's fine. But again, he was working off that $1,368,000 number. And it strikes me as a big coincidence that the number dropped to what it was on the card that I got offline back in June. You don't have to answer it. You can think about it.
But. No, I don't need to think about it because I know the answer.
Okay.
So the notices that were sent out in May,
yeah.
May 15th, right around May, there's May 15th, they updated the Vision website, and then we updated the town GIS map with those values and those cards. Okay. People came in and talked to Vision. They had the informal meetings. They made changes. That Vision's website was updated almost immediately. So if you had gone and talked to him, and then you went the next day or a couple days later to the Vision website and printed that off, it would have the change in it. So that's why.
That explains it.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
That's easy enough. The only other question I have, and again, I'm not really here to argue the value, because I know, given the sales that have happened on our road, especially the, I call it the Pepin place that sold as a shell for $1,120,000 or whatever it was. But it's interesting, going on the land value, he's got the unbuildable, I guess it's the lot across the street where our shed is and where our septic tank system is. He's got that valued greater than the lot, the lakefront lot.
Yeah, that's not... The 2 acres, 87,000 square feet,
yep.
That's the building lot. That's where the camp's on. So that's the 2 acres around the camp, and we don't really delineate the exact 2 acres. We just say that this is your first 2 acres of value. The unbuildable land type, I don't know why they put that in there. No. I've been deleting it because I don't like it.
I don't blame you. But why isn't the whole thing, I mean, it's roughly, let's call it 2-acre yeah. site, right? It's the land on the lake plus that lot in the back plus some of the land we bought from my sister mm-hmm. because the two together is probably less than an acre, right? Yeah. Why isn't it just one value? It's a lakefront lot.
Because it's... Because we have to separate the 2 acres out for homestead house sites.
I understand that, but why isn't the 2 acres one value and then the 9 acres of residual land, if you will, a different value?
It is. You're talking about the frontage?
I'm saying.
Okay, so the frontage we had to add for the different size frontage because there's different values. So, I mean, you know all this. So, we put it as an added value to the land as opposed to building it into that site grade, site value. And normally you'd have your frontage by depth and then you'd come up with the value. And that works out great for East Lake Shore, Porter's Point. But when you're up in the north part of the, you know, Clay Point or those areas, it doesn't work because you've got 18 acres. And the house is 400 feet off the water, and so
you've got about 1,000-foot drop.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, doing it with a continuing with our price per square foot land curve yeah. for the sites, all and doing an added value for the frontage, it's easier in this format. That's why.
And. Were there, the last question I have for you is, were there lakeshore lots that you looked at to value land? And why, I mean, you got all these beautiful adjustments, neighborhood adjustment 1.55. But if you're looking at, I don't know where your lakeshore lot sales are, land sales are, if you have any, what supports that adjustment, I guess?
So there was about 18. Lakeshore sales in the time space, the 24-25 time period that we looked at. Yeah. And so we used those, and they were kind of all over Colchester. You know, what we did was we looked at the average price per front foot value based on the average size, and then we went from there and made that curve, and then we apply the neighborhood grades, but those neighborhood grades were already, most of them were already established. So it was just a matter of tweaking it because we established them back in 2010.
Yeah. But our neighborhood's gone downhill. Come on, Charlotte, you know that.
I was looking to see who owned this. This is the land you bought for your sister.
We bought this from my sister. Actually, we bought, if you go straight across here, we bought this from my sister.
Okay.
This is Shobeck.
Oh, goes okay, with this that property goes
here.
To this.
Yeah, this
All
is
right.
us here.
All right.
And we've, you know, we had some engineering work done because my nephew wanted to build a house.
Ah.
And although when I was a kid, that was a cornfield and hayfield and everything else, it's now, they say it's a class 2 wetland. Except for up by the road, there's a little sliver up by the road here. But it's so tight. So.
That's too bad.
I'm not going to bitch anymore.
Well, you're not.
If I bitched it up.
No, you didn't.
So what do you think the value should be?
Oh, about 500 grand.
That's good.
Would you sell it to us?
You may not get it.
You got it.
Might not get there, though.
I have to talk to my eight brothers.